everyone, welcome to today's episode of Metamorphosis. So this episode is about battling workplace issues, and that's in various ways. This is kind of something that is definitely new for me. New and it's not new. New in the sense that for me, I have been very fortunate and blessed to be a full-time student most of my life, and working has been something that has come in and out and been, you know, like a part-time thing. But at this point in my life, saving is very important and working is really a part of like my routine. So battling through the issues that I deal with work, I've always kind of had the mindset that, like, you know, this is important, this is my job, but, you know, it is what it is. And now at this point, my job is almost a part of my livelihood at this point, so I really have to find ways to really battle through the issues that I'm dealing with in the workplace. And I know that as I get older and as I start creating more work opportunities for myself, I will still have battles to face. And that's why I think this is a very important episode to talk through this with you all. Because when I'm helping you guys, I'm also helping myself. You know, if you feel like I'm helping you, I really appreciate it. But the advice I give is also very much so advice for myself. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, I have some unique issues that I deal with in my workplace. I am just a person. I understand, and whatever you do, you have to work with others, to an extent work for others, but it's just, it can be a lot dealing with, especially in the service industry, dealing with clientele that is, and let me just rewind this a bit. So I work at a restaurant, so there is that. I have to serve guests, and I'm also located in the Pensacola area, which is basically Alabama. For those of you that don't know, it's like the tip of Florida, and yeah, we're about 40 minutes away from Alabama. So coming here from being someone that's from South Florida and, you know, being in that culture, even though I won't say Miami is entirely exempt from racism, there's certainly a more discreet way in which they go about it versus being up here in North Florida and experiencing some subtle inappropriate things that are definitely rooted in what I feel like is racist rhetoric and just ways that people try to disguise and use their language to be discriminatory. I just have to deal with all of those nuances, and it's just, oh, it's the most frustrating person in the world. And being a person as myself, that has become, it's in my being to be very vocal about injustices or when things are being said that I don't like. I, to an extent, realize that it's important to bite my tongue and choose my battles wisely. And I will never compromise myself entirely. Like, recently, there was a girl that works at my job, and I realized, even in South Florida, I dealt with this as well when I'm working at a restaurant with other people, but they tend to say things like, oh, I don't want to get seated with any ratchets. If a black family walks in, there is this feeling like, ugh, I don't want that table. Or if you seat a black family at a table, people are rolling their eyes and like, why did you do this type deal to me? Not, this isn't necessarily being said to me, but it's being said to others. So the girl at my job that did say something to me to this in this nature was just like, I just want some nice, wholesome, white Christian families, no ratchets. And I had to ask for clarification. I had to ask, what exactly is ratchet? Do you feel black families can't be nice and wholesome? And, you know, Christian families? And she laughed, and her response was, no, there's ratchets and all. Of all races, ha ha ha. But it's really the little things that make being in a work environment unbearable. Because in reality, I'd like to hand her her ass, but I can't do it. So something that I really appreciate in the workplace is just, or that I appreciate in myself that helps me to get through the days, is that you can't let anything disturb your peace. I am very aware that this job is not the end of my life. It is me getting from point A to point B. And I never want any job to feel like so much pressure and I'm not enjoying it and I'm not having fun and this is not what I want to do. But I need to do it and I'm miserable. So I'm going to make everyone else around me miserable. I work with people and I feel like that is their MO. I feel like that is the way that they feel in themselves. And I can tell by the way that they treat others, by the way that they speak to others, the way that they speak to me. And I know they have intentions of making me feel bad. But I don't allow them to have that kind of power, because I would just be doing myself a disservice. I can't exactly explain how I manage, or how I've managed to get to this place of patience, but I will say I've always practiced the idea my entire life that if someone slaps one cheek, I would turn the other. And it has definitely helped me to maintain a certain equilibrium, a certain just peace of mind, because there is very little that I allow to faze me because it does not deserve to. Point blank, period. I know what my purpose is. I'm content in that. And a lot of that comes from self-love. I know I talk about it a lot, but a lot of it does come from that. It comes from self-love. It comes from meditating. It comes from knowing who the fuck I am at the end of the day. So no one is going to make me feel otherwise. No one's going to make me feel like, oh, this is it. Or, oh, I have to accept this and this is going to be it. I do not think anyone should accept disrespect. I don't. But I just think you have to choose your battles. So that me responding to her in that way could have went left. But I felt it was my responsibility to respond to that, because that was disrespectful in the sense that I feel like everyone that walked in that looked like me, she felt they were lesser than or not valuable. And in the end, really, they are doing themselves, they are self-prophesizing that these people are going to treat them or going to not tip them, so they treat them poorly, and then in treating them poorly, of course they're not going to tip you. It's just a lot. I'm not going to be at a restaurant for the rest of my life, guys. I really swear. I'm not. Like, I have to share my truth when I can. And my truth is, I hate racism. And if you know me, if you're around me, you're going to know that. You're going to know that I'm not going to stand for you disrespecting minorities. And, you know, that's a hard no for me. That's one thing that I won't say is a trigger, but I'm not going to sit and accept that. Now, if you want to, and I have had people upset that I'm doing my job, that I am sitting them with customers, you know, there's just different little things that I have to deal with, but I don't let it affect me. That can't get me mad. So really, it all boils down to choosing your battles, choosing your peace, knowing your value. I saw a tweet the other day where this person was texting their boss to tell them that they had just been, I forget what it was, either their child was on like life support or something, or you know, they had just had a stroke. Something very significantly terrible happened to this person, and they had texted their boss to let them know, you know, this is where I've been. I know I've been keeping you updated, but I'm just gonna be back in a few days. And the boss responded to, if you don't come in tomorrow, you will be fired. And while the person texts back to reiterate, I'm going through this medical thing, the boss responded, well, you know, it is what it is. That's crazy. A lot of these job places, they don't value you any more than the profit that you can make them. And that's where I think knowing your value is important. I will never let this workplace stress me out or make me feel like I'm not valuable as a human being, because I don't live to work. I work to help myself live, but I don't live to work, and especially not for something that isn't my passion. Absolutely not. So that's really a big advice. Please do not kill yourself for these jobs that are not showing you the same energy. And a lot of them aren't. It's the gag. So just know to choose your battles. Know what you want. This is a life to be lived. Workplaces are going to stress you out, but if it's stressing you out and making your health go left, choose your health, choose your mind. Money comes and goes. So, I think I'm going to wrap up the episode here. I really hope that this helped someone. If you are in a stressful workplace, choose your peace. Some people are just out to literally make you feel shitty because that's how they feel about their lives. Protect your peace. All right, thank you guys for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.